Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Hello everybody, this is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, April 13th. Hope everybody's had a fabulous Friday the 13th. I haven't had anything bad happen to me, so I guess there's, you know, certain things that could be said for superstitions. I want to welcome you all to this edition of my show where I'm going to welcome a special guest. Her name is Lisa Dory. You know, I've had the chance to speak with her ahead of time, and I just know you guys are going to love her. She lives in England, and it's now 1 a.m. there, so I'm very grateful she's staying up a little late on this Friday to spend a little time with us. As I do every week, I'm going to share that inspiring story that I've hand-selected and this week's angel message, which is actually a little longer than usual. Then I'll bring Lisa on to share about the angels and how they first met, which I think is an incredible story. I also want to announce and apologize, I will not be able to take any callers on this show due to some logistical issues, but next week I'll be taking callers as usual. If you had a question you wanted to call in for, you can call in next week or visit my website to submit a question, and I can answer it on air next week for you. So as I was looking around for inspiring stories, this one caught my eye. You know, there are a lot of people that are in the right place at the right time, as you know, if you listen to my show. But there was a gentleman and his son and their girlfriend on the way to church on Easter Sunday, and we were kind of talking last week about the power of prayer, so this caught my eye for that reason, as well as the rest of the story that I'll share with you. So this gentleman and his children were going down and passed a truck, and behind him he hears the truck tires screech and the brakes, and he didn't quite see what happened, but he saw behind him these tree branches shaking, and he kind of turns to his son and said, "I don't think that guy made the curve. We got to go back." So they had gone about, you know, 75 yards or so they backtracked and hopped out, and this truck is already getting consumed by fire. And there was a woman inside the car with a younger gentleman, and they're trying very frantically to get the door unstuck. It won't open. And the guy says, you know, Mr. Lewis says, "At first I thought, well, she's just not going to make it. You know, we're not going to get her out of there, but we have to." So he jumps into the driver's side of the burning truck, and the lady's screaming, and he's trying to get her out, and he needs to call 911. So he jumps right back out of the truck, calls 911, and then he just said flames were everywhere. You know, and he was trying to get back in there to try to get this door open the second time, and he wasn't, you know, he even hesitates because he thinks the whole truck's going to go up, you know, and explode. But his son's really urging him, and they're both working together, and he's like, eventually, just at the very last minute, get her pulled out of the window just before the truck just gets consumed by fire. But what I really, you know, once the emergency services arrived, they went on to Easter Sunday. But what really struck me was this man's quote at the end of this. He says, "To me, it felt just like the normal or natural thing to do," Lewis said. "I believe that if someone saw me in need of help, he would automatically not hesitate and come to help me. When I heard the screech and saw the tree shake, I knew they were in trouble, so I couldn't imagine just keep on going. I couldn't leave somebody that I knew was in trouble and not try, at least try." And he says, "Wounds heal. You can buy another truck, but you can't buy another human." And so that was just, it kind of gives me goosebumps just saying that out loud. But I just thought, what an incredible story on an Easter Sunday, you know, heading to church. But he's right. You know, things and materials, all that can be replaced. But you can't just, you know, order up another human being to replace a life that you might, you know, indeed save one of these days. So kudos to him for going back and helping that couple in their time of need. So without further ado, we're going to head into the angel message before we bring Lisa on to share her experience. So here we go, guys. Dear ones, as you experience each day, it is wonderful to embrace your positive qualities in order to empower you to make the best possible choices in your life. as you get the hang of seeing your experiences this way, it's important also to acknowledge the duality within you. We're speaking, of course, about your shadow self. The shadow self is a spectrum of you that feels inadequate and separated from the source. As the divine energies expand and accelerate during these unique times, it can be easy to miss looking or even acknowledging this important piece of your human journey. Every time you doubt yourself, feel triggered emotionally, commit self-judgment, experience regret or something similar, you have come face to face with your shadow self. And why do we share this with you today? Well, we feel you must acknowledge your shadow in order to heal and become all of who you truly are. The shadow can be difficult to see or acknowledge because when things are flowing well, you'll want to stay in those positive energies only. Whether you realize it or not, you can be in denial about looking at those things which make you feel uncomfortable. We understand this, but know that you must be willing to see all of your energies in order to open up more. Shadow work is very important because it is crucial in the coming months that you know yourself completely. Just remember, the shadow side is simply just another aspect of you. There is nothing to fear in looking at your shadow self. The fear can come easily, however, because in order to see the shadow, you must also acknowledge whatever old pain you may still carry. And you may feel fear of what you will find there as you dig deeper into self. So we say to each of you that it is now time to acknowledge your shadow and learn to love every aspect of you. You may feel it's impossible to love the parts of you that you may not feel very good about. If you completely neglect your shadow, though, it can take on a life of its own and cause you tremendous emotional suffering. The easiest way to work with your shadow self is to become more in touch with your feelings first. Do you often have a delayed reaction when you feel anger? Do you try not to feel hurt whenever someone seems as though they are directing negativity at you personally? There are many instances where you will choose to suppress your emotions rather than tend to them and be completely unaware of how you feel. So take time this week to contemplate your shadow self and get in better touch with how you feel. As you examine yourself and how you feel more closely, you may reveal to yourself something that you had not seen before. Celebrate these new discoveries about you, even if it's hard to acknowledge your emotional wounds. Remember that when you have more information and see the truth about your shadow side, then you will have the power. The power we mean is your free will or choice. Without awareness, there is no choice at all. Embrace the full and complete you this week. Learn a greater acceptance for yourself. If you do, then you will have equally greater acceptance of the other people in your life. And if you do this, then you will also feel less triggered by other people's issues and concerns. Understand that you need only to worry about you and your own path right now. It's not a selfish act to live for yourself first and then for others. This is truth because the only control you really have is over your own choices. You have no control over how others see themselves or how they grow or even in some cases choose not to. We are here this week whenever you feel anxious or afraid. Call out for us any time, then close your eyes and breathe more deeply. Then open your heart willingly to receive the healing energies as we will surround you with divine love and light. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, you know, I think that's a little lengthier message from the Seraphim this week, but it really points to, and what I appreciate about the messages that they give me to share with all of you is that these are some useful things to learn to navigate during these very shifting times, as well as, you know, how do we really liberate ourselves from our past traumas, the things that have happened to us that were negative? And so they give some very good information this week about acknowledging all of who we are in the shadow. So I really appreciate that. Well, without further ado, I would love to welcome Lisa Dorey to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, CJ. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. As I mentioned earlier to the listeners, it is a little late where you're at, but I understand you've got your second wind now and are ready to go.
Definitely, yes. I was a little tired about 2 hours ago, but I'm fine now.
Wonderful. Maybe you got a little angel juice, right, so that you could be on our show tonight. Well, yeah. You know, I was excited about bringing you on because, you know, I've had a chance to talk to you before the show tonight. And what I wanted to start with, you know, and have you begin with, you know, I would like you to tell the listeners what your life was like before your experience, you know, because you shared with me how what you thought or felt about angels in general kind of prior to what happened to you. So what was your view on angels beforehand?
Well, I've been a Reiki master for about 13 years, so I was always reading and interested in spiritual life, but I didn't really think angels were for me. I'd heard people talk about them in ways that didn't really feel that I could connect with them, and so I just sort of knew that some people believed in them, but they didn't feel like they were for me at all. Now, my goodness, what a change. They're just with me all the time. And your message that you've just delivered today, I mean, that it's almost as if that message is just for me, because that's the shadow side that I work with. So, and they help me work with my clients in that way. So, yes, it's been a complete turnaround, and one I'm very grateful for.
And so you literally had all of this change very rapidly. You had this experience. So would you like to share your experience of what happened to you that day?
Yeah, so I'd lived a very frantic, busy corporate life, very high-flying, high-powered job, and it all just got too much, and I just sort of almost went into meltdown and bought a dog because I knew I needed, I was craving to be out in the fresh air. And one day I was walking in the forest, literally the angels surrounded me, and I was just wondering what had happened to my life. It's as if everything had fallen away. The me I was, my job description, you know, I didn't know who I really was. And one day I could just feel this voice, and I could feel this presence, and it was, it's all right, we've got you, you're safe, everything's going to be okay. And it was the most incredible feeling of support that I've ever felt. And so every day on my walk, they would come and they would walk with me and just be with me. And then gradually they just taught me more and more, and they would, light would come pouring down into me, and there'd be different frequencies of light, and all sorts of like miraculous stories just happened for my own healing and for the instruction of how I was to heal others with it. So it was quite phenomenal. And these angels, there were the four archangels I mainly work with, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael. And they just became my friends. You know, tremendous respect. I don't say they were my friends, you know, as if I don't treat them with that respect. But I didn't see them as, you know, I didn't have like, well, if you think about speed dating or internet dating, where you've got a whole profile of someone, some people know everything about who all the archangels are and what colors they represent and what they do. And I didn't know that. They just came and they just were with me. And they showed me. They all actually, once I started looking them up afterwards, they were doing the things that everyone said. But I sort of met them a different way, and it just changed my life.
And, you know, for people that are listening, Lisa, you know, just to suddenly be surrounded by angels, you said that, you know, you shared the incredible peace that surrounded you, but was a part of your mind kind of rejecting what was happening? Did you have sensation in your body? I mean, a lot of people are curious about, who haven't had that kind of a personal, you know, get surrounded all of a sudden by angels, but what was that like?
Well, because they made me feel so supported, and I was really, you know, in quite a bad place. It's almost like I didn't feel afraid. I believed it totally. And, you know, I just really accepted it. I actually thought that, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I thought that lots of people saw these visions because they'd almost enact, they'd take me to a beach, they taught me how to fly, they taught me, you know, I went into this amazing castle with them, and, you know, and I just thought that
you know, lots of people would see this and then realize that they don't.
So you kind of, you know, and, you know, with that powerful archangel energy, you know, it's like, you know, for me, when the angels really, you know, were all of a sudden around me, as I've shared my story before on the show, there is just a knowing that it's real, and what's real is, you know what I mean? I think there is that kind of feeling where it's easy to embrace, right? Because it feels like you're home. I mean, at least that's how I felt. It was just this incredible feeling of being home finally.
Yes, absolutely. And I've found that with people I work with, when I bring the angels around them, they might not believe in angels either, but they just say, oh, I just feel this sense of support. I feel this sense of peace. And there's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it, because I think too many of us, you know, feel separate and we feel we've got to do it all on our own. And, you know, you can ask the angels to come around you anytime and they're just there for you. And that is just the most amazing thing.
And it is, you know, it is available to all of us. You know, what you've shared a couple of the, you know, things that the angels began to work with you. You know, how do they help you, before we talk about the work that you do with other people now, what are the things, you know, that the angels have helped you to process on your own journey, you know?
Well, I really, you know, that's why what you were talking about when you gave the message, it was so what I needed. I felt like, you know, there were parts of me that were quite damaged and I just had to be healed. And so that they were sort of, I realized I had an awful lot of fear in me. And so they would show me very visually where I was holding this fear. And I almost saw it as a cellular in my body, as a cellular level. So I would see I was covered in cobwebs, and then they'd either rinse it off me in liquid light, or they would blow it off me with beautiful soft winds. And I would see all these different things in me that needed healing. And they would just come around me and very gently and very beautifully, always with different frequencies of light, just remove all this deep sadness and you know, parts of me that were almost stuck in a traumatic event that had been in my life. They sort of went and gathered her up and brought her back. So I sort of really did become whole in so many different ways. I'm still clearing things now, but it happens so much quicker, and sort of, and I think that what we're tasked to do now is to look at the shadow, not be frightened by it, look at what needs healing, and then just let the light come in to help us heal those things within us. And I've been through one example particularly was when I was very, very shy when I was a young girl. And one teacher decided he was going to cure me of being shy and would pick on me to read a reading in the assembly in school in prayers every morning. So I used to hide, and I used to hide in the toilets. And there was that little girl that was still hiding. She was still very afraid. She was afraid to come out. She was afraid to be seen. And the angels showed me. They showed me where she was, and they all came around and surrounded her and told her she was safe. And then she sort of was reintegrated back into me. It was quite amazing. It's so gentle.
You know, and I really appreciate your comment. And I'm not sure, well, yeah, I am sure, but I'm not sure, I was going to say, I'm not sure how the angels write the messages, you know, have me write the messages or deliver these messages. And the feedback I get from lots of people is, that was written just for me, and I think it's such a beautiful gift to have on the show, because I the way I understand it is that they actually look around, they actually survey all the listeners, I guess is the way to say it, and try to introduce the topics that will be the most meaningful to everyone. But it is so wonderful that you know, we have access to that every week, you know, and it's just wonderful to hear you say that as well. And, you know, the stuff that you're talking about, those deep wounds, you know, I've seen this be a very necessary thing in myself and other people, these parts of ourselves that get kind of locked away in time, like a fragment of who we are, and how wonderful that the angels could help bring the, you know, that particular piece and probably others, you know, back so that you could become whole, because people don't realize that traumatic events can actually separate off kind of part of our energy. It gets just, it just sort of stays somewhere else in that time of that particular event. So, you know, I'm always feel like I'm in angel boot camp too. I'm always growing, always learning and becoming even aware of my own, you know, shadow side. And now you work with others to help them. And so how did those sessions go? How did the angels help you facilitate working with other people?
Well, straight away, I always do my work on the phone. So I work with people all over the world and do it from here. But I'm straight away tuned into them, and I can see straight into the heart of them and see very visually what state they're in, and you know, it could, especially on the first one, it's as if they're people are either choked up with weeds or full of, like, a radiator full of dirty water. You know, they just need to be cleaned and lose all the stuff that they've been picked up. If they've not had much healing work before, obviously people have had a lot of healing work, then they're not usually in that state. But someone who hasn't just needs that sort of initial clearing out as the light pours down. And I just basically see right into them and see what the angels come and do, and I just tell a story. So I'm telling a story about, now we're walking here, and now so-and-so's standing here, and then this is happening. And it's always very beautiful. It's always set in nature. And there's usually tears shed as the clearing that I'm doing on an energetic level actually happens in their body, and it comes through tears often. But it's not like sobbing and wailing. It's just tears flowing down the face. It's just that sort of thing. But, you know, people feel that sense of release. And to start with, people are always, you know, in a sad place. But when they're finished, there's a deep sense of ease. And if we're working with people for over a period of time, you know, we can start addressing some of the real big issues that are coming up for them, and gradually sort of pulling it off and start putting the light in and watching the angels. And the angels will talk to them, and I'll just relay the messages that I see. So it's just such a beautiful job. I just feel so happy because you can see the difference that you're making in people as they move forward. And sometimes they've tried everything and they don't know what else to try, and then this light just comes and washes everything away.
Well, I'm curious, do you get the kind of same thing that I do when people, you know, find me, is that they sometimes say to me, I have no idea how I came across your stuff, your work, or anything. It was just like I was guided. And do you feel like the angels just, you know, sort of set people in your direction, your path, you know, for a very, you know, important reason?
Yes, absolutely. And I find that, you know, you get a whole load of people all coming with the same thing. So I think, oh, quirky, that's strange. So, you know, we'll sort of spend some time maybe thinking, if I get a lot of people coming on the same thing, then I'll do some generic healing and then make that available so lots of people can get that without working with me one-to-one. And that does work sometimes as well. So I think the idea is to try and get this understanding of the angels and this awareness out to as many people as possible. And that's why you doing this show is just so wonderful, so that you can actually touch more people's lives.
Well, and I experienced that too, kind of groups of people, you know, and this has been through, you know, many years, is that people do, or the clients do seem, like you said, to kind of cluster together, yeah. Having a very, you know, just, it's almost like they send, okay, well, this group needs to work on this, and they shove them your way, you know, and it's kind of like a recurring theme, or I see those themes, you know, as well. And so, you know, this show, the work that you do, it's just incredible. I think that many, many more people are working directly with the angels to facilitate healing in themselves, healing in others. And, of course, this show is all about, you know, connecting to, getting people more connected to their angels, you know, becoming more of their authentic selves. That's why we're on Authentic You Radio. No accident, you know, there. You know, what are some of the things that you've really learned through working with others or directly from the angels that you'd like the listeners to know?
One thing that really struck me was what a great sense of humor that angels have and how they love to play. And I think, you know, we've just got so serious. We get so busy. We just forget to take that time out to just, you know, even if you just get a drink and go and walk in the garden and look up at the sky or just do something, you know, a little frivolous and just laugh. You know, I think they really want us to start remembering how to play and be less serious. And to think, you know, this is the thing that I found the hardest about being and not doing, because we're all so busy. And it's really, really hard to sort of stop and slow down and just take a little bit of time just to sit. And when you're quiet, you can then hear the guidance that you get, and then you get access to your intuition. So I think, you know, the being playful and the being still and, you know, realizing you don't have to do it on your own. You can call the angels around you anytime. I think they're the biggest things that I think that people can do straight away now, and they start to benefit from what the angels have taught me anyway.
Well, and I agree with those things. You know, angels are playful. People hear me talk about that all the time, and people hear me kind of beating the horse, I guess, is an old term. But, you know, you need to do more, not do more being, but, you know, instead of doing, you need to learn, you know, to be and be present for whatever's going on. And certainly, you know, the angels talk to me a lot about gratitude, acceptance, and so forth. And before we came on air, since I know that, believe it or not, you know, the show's already coming to the last several minutes, you had I wanted you to share a project, the thing that you were touching on before we came on air, something exciting that was going on?
Yeah, we're not quite ready to launch it yet, but I've pulled together a team of nine amazing women from the US and the UK, a mixture of healers and there's actually someone else who speaks to seraphim angels, which is interesting. I've got from Shui personal astrologist, a really good intuitive astrologist, and we're actually going to produce a sort of a whole program of things that's going to, you know, be available for people on a really regular basis. And just the collaboration and the group and the communities, the energy of it all is just amazing. And very excited that we're going to be launching in May. So, yeah, really, really feel it's so right and so needed. Just, you know, we want to touch. So many people are struggling on their own and they just need some help and some guidance. That's what I find. I find that felt as if I was the only person in England that was going through this. Obviously, I think we're behind where you are in the States, but I was just coming to States always for my guidance and want to provide something that more people can go through. They don't have to feel so isolated as I did.
Well, I think that's wonderful that you're working on that, you know, that project, putting that together. You know, the more that people can understand that we're all going through a similar process, I think it's pretty key right now in these changing times. So I am so glad that we got this time together. You know, how can people reach you if they're interested in what you do, Lisa?
Yeah, my website is lisadorey.com, D-O-R-E-Y. And if they want to email me, then it's lisa@lisadorey.com. Quite easy. So I've got, you know, all sorts of stuff on my website. I've got free healing that people can just download for nothing. I've got about 3 or 4 of those. About half an hour, and so they can experience, half an hour sessions of what it's like, and a great deal of benefit from that. So go and have a look at that, see what you like.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to have to wrap up this evening already. That's all the time we have this evening, everyone. That was fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in to next week's show where I welcome another special guest named Vivian Julian. She and her husband were married for almost 35 years when he was diagnosed with cancer that later took his life. So hear about how the angels helped her deal with her grief in the most amazing way. Until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so you can be angelic to others. Take care. I love you, and I will talk to you next week.